Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
Ladies and gentlemen, live from the West Coast, it's time for Ring Talk Live Worldwide, your inside look into combat sports. And now, the host of the longest-running fight show in radio and internet history, Pedro Fernandez.
Damas y caballeros, bienvenidos. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to hour number two of Ring Talk Live Worldwide on the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast, and of course, coming to you from the studios in the city by the bay, San Francisco, California. This hour of Ring Talk Live Worldwide, we'll talk about the upcoming fights, of course, the 25th to 26th. Big weekend in boxing coming up October 25th, 26th. The undefeated Regis Progress taking on Josh Taylor in a 140-pound title eliminator, the WBSS final, of course. The WBSS, people thought the World Boxing Super Series, that it wasn't going to happen, that the money was dropping out of the bottom, but Progress is back in the game, and bottom line is he's probably one of the best prospects in the world of boxing right now, and maybe the best at 140 as far as prospects, guys without a title concern. Regis Progress taking on Josh Taylor, the 26th, on the zone. Also on the 26th, Shakur Stevenson. Wow, this kid's got talent. If he gets dedicated, he could be something in the world of boxing. 10 p.m. in the East, 7 o'clock out here on the West Coast, on ESPN. Shakur Stevenson taking on Joel Gonzalez. Joette's not a stiff. He's not a stiff, but I don't know if he's Shakur Stevenson's type of guy. This is for the WBO, the World Boxing Organization featherweight title. Of course, the World Boxing Organization, a sponsor of Ring Talk Live Worldwide. Want to mention that Paco Vacarcel is on his route. Francisco Paco Vacarcel, the president of the World Boxing Organization, is en route to the World Boxing Council convention, their competition. So evidently, Gilberto Mendoza of the WBA, Paco Vacarcel of the WBO, and young man Suleiman, of course, Mauricio Suleiman of the WBC, after him taking over from his father, Jose Suleiman, they'll figure out what they're going to do as far as coming together, trying to work on the sport of boxing together. I don't think they'll be able to do it. I mean, it's a nice gesture, but don't expect a whole lot of results out of this. I just don't. Maybe I'm a pessimist, but I've seen it before, and they just don't happen. They have these big meetings in the mines where everybody goes in there with their own thoughts and leaves with their own thoughts. That's it. You are tuned to the mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network, Ring Talk Live Worldwide. We'll spend some time this hour talking about the world of kayfabe. I'm talking about the world of professional wrestling, straight up, and boxing, and MMA. Live on Sports Byline, open phone lines, 1-800-878-7529, or the text line, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization.
The football season's back, and now you can get into the game with our exclusive sports betting partners, BetOnline.ag. Sign up today to receive your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit and make your bets on your favorite professional or college teams. Every spread, every total, every winner, and every loser. Straight bet, parlay, or tease your way through the season. Will Mahomes throw for 56 touchdowns? Can the Pats go undefeated? Well, you can bet on all of this with the fastest odds updates and payouts with our new sportsbook partners, betonline.ag. Head over to betonline.ag or use your mobile device to join today and use promo code COACH55 to receive your 50% welcome bonus. Get into all the action today with betonline.ag. Your online sportsbook experts.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow100.com.
iHeartRadio, an app so powerful. It holds 20 million songs from 450,000 artists, thousands of the best live radio stations, custom stations, and stations created just for you. It's anywhere and it's everywhere. Millions of songs, thousands of stations, one free app. iHeartRadio is that easy. Download the app today or listen online at iHeartRadio.com.
Welcome back to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, of course, a Sports Byline production. My name is Pedro Fernandez. We're talking boxing MMA today only on Sports Byline.
Hardest hustle anything is boxing, though. I don't know what you do for a living, but pretty sure ain't nobody punching you all in your eye. I watched one fight. Roy Jones got hit so hard, my TV moved. He was asleep like he got knocked out of the club. The ref was like 241. 42. Roy was snoring. He was really knocked out. He was laying there so long, they had to start another fight. Roy was still there. Fighters had to dance around Roy.
My buddy Earthquake doing his thing on Roy Jones Jr. Of course, Roy Jones Jr. now a promoter of note. Check him out. He's got different shows that are on streaming. And, you know, Roy's trying to do his thing, and more power to Roy. I think people of color need to step up, especially former boxers. Of course, one of the most articulate guys ever. But, man, was he a thrilling fighter. When he was undefeated and he had those reflexes, I mean, he was just the sharpest fighter you've ever seen in your life. And then his chin got dented. And once his chin got dented, it was all over. Speaking of all over, people say, you know, when ESPN and the UFC came together, that it wasn't going to be a good thing for fight fans. I think it sort of was a good thing for fight fans. Take that back. It has its goods and its bads. Let me tell you about the goods. You get to watch a lot of fights. There's been 34 UFC events thus far this year. 34. If you're an MMA freak, man, you know, that's got to be telling you things are happening. I mean, good fights, no doubt about that. I mean, Henry Cejudo, Simon time again, we watch him. John Jones, Thiago Santos, I can go on and on. Max Holloway, Frankie Edgar, I mean, you know, man, all kinds of great fights. There were some great fights in the UFC this year. Some of those death matches I'm not into when you guys take too much of a beating. But the bottom line is there's been 34 events in the world of mixed martial arts just with the UFC this year. And it doesn't count, of course, one championship. Of course, that was that championship that Ben Askren was involved with, and it's based in Asia. Then, of course, there's Bellator. That's got Scott Coker running things for him, and, you know, they got their things going on in the zone. So there's MMA all around. But the UFC rocking and rolling 34 cards thus far this year. And I would have to say the aforementioned Ben Askren, excuse me, gets the nod this year for, like, the knockout of the century. I mean, being knocked out in like 3 seconds or 4 seconds, whatever it took for Jorge Masvidal to run across the ring and knock him out, bang, like that. I'm going to say that was the record, no doubt about it. Now, Askren wants to come back. He's going to come back. And he's going to come back against a capable fighter, but he's going to come back against a fighter that, you know, has probably seen his better days. Let's talk about Damian Maia. Damian Maia is a good fighter, but Askren, as I said, once beaten, that only lost to Jorge Masvidal. In fact, people going in thought that he was going to beat Masvidal based on the records, because Masvidal's lost like 13 times. Anyway, 36 fights, 27 wins. Not the greatest record in the world for Damian Maia. And I just don't think things look good for Damian Maia here unless he learns something from the Masvidal fight, meaning Askren is very predictable in what he wants to do. He does the same thing for every fight. He does the same exact thing. And I don't think that realizing you do the same thing will prevent you from doing the same thing. Because once a habit gets incorporated into your style, like the great Eddie Futch once told me, of course, the trainer of champions, Joe Frazier, Ken Norton, Riddick Bowe, I can go on and on and on and on. But he told me that once a bad habit becomes part of a fighter's blood, his life just doesn't go away. You can't break the bad habit. I mean, you can break the bad habit in training sometimes, but if it doesn't cross over to the fight, what good is it? Because, you know, you do usually do in matters of stress what you do in training if you're trained correctly. That's what boxing's all about. That's why cops don't freak out when they're shot at. Most cops aren't supposed to freak out when they get shot at because you're trained. Anyway, bottom line is fighters are trained for combat. Ben Askren is a combat fighter. I know that about that. But he's a guy that likes to, how can I put this? He likes to wrestle. And, you know, that's not the most entertaining stuff in the world. Although he was undefeated going into that fight with Masvidal and was favored, I'm sort of glad he lost. Masvidal, a rage, no doubt about that. A nut, a I know, he's a street fighter. You want to look up the early fights of him, go to, like, ESPN, like, YouTube, and see the fights he did with, like, Kimbo Slice, those backyard fights. He didn't fight Kimbo Slice, but that's what was going on. He was fighting these backyard fights with the people like Kimbo Slice down there in Florida. Anyway, Masvidal, of course, hooking it up with, God, the guy from Stockton, California. That bad dude, Nathaniel Diaz, baby. Nate Diaz to everybody else. Talk about the kid from Jorge Cesar Gracie's camp. Of course, Cesar Gracie's his trainer. Cesar Gracie being a Gracie, but from the female, the mother side of the family, not the father's side of the family. Anyway, Nate Diaz coming off the comeback win. Of course, the 2.5-year layoff after the Conor McGregor fight, taking on Masvidal in this battle of the baddest MFs. That's what they're calling this, for the MF belt. What does MF stand for? I don't know. You think about it. Anyway, Jorge Masvidal and Nate Diaz going to go at it November the 2nd. Of course, Day of the Dead here in the city by the bay. And Mexicans all around the world, people all around the world celebrate Dia de la Muertes. I hope I said that right. I think I did. It's called Day of the Dead, where you recognize the people that have passed on in your life and your family, and you honor them. Anyway, November 2nd, 2019, The Garden, New York City, baby. Jorge Masvidal and Nate Diaz in the main event. Co-main event. Darren Till, Kelvin Gastelum, not too excited about that. Stephen Thompson and Vicente Luque, not too excited about that. Kevin Lee and Gregor Gillespie, I'm not excited about that at all. Derek Lewis and Black Boy Ivanov, I'm not getting off on that. Bottom line is, that's a main event card. All you want to do is watch the main event. Of course, coming up November the 2nd. No need to waste your whole night. Just watch the main event. That's the way Oscar's fights used to be. Remember Oscar De La Hoya went in depth in hour number one, but his fights were like, it was just Oscar's fights. Forget those fights on the undercard. Oscar and Bob Arum didn't believe in putting guys' fights on the undercard. Anyway, Masvidal and Diaz go on the 2nd. Of course, the 9th is going to be Junior Dos Santos. Of course, that's going to go down in Moscow, in Moscow, Russia. That's going to be on ESPN, of course, as well. ESPN Plus, the apps, baby. Then they're going to Brazil. UFC fight on November 16th, December 7th, Capital One Arena, Day of the Living Infamy. Of course, that's the same day that Anthony Joshua is going to challenge world heavyweight champion, talking about Andy Ruiz, a once-beaten Andy Ruiz, of course, out of California, going to challenge him for the world heavyweight championship. Larry Merchant went into the fact they're going to try to air condition the desert. That's going to be a challenge. They're going to air condition the desert outdoors. I think it would be great for boxing. It would be fantastic for boxing if Ruiz repeated what he did in the first fight, it would be good for boxing. It just would. I mean, it's got the guys off the couch. Guys that are fat and chubby on the couch now thinking they can fight. You know, it's sort of cool. It brings more fans to the game. I guess that's what's all that matters. Anyway, back to the UFC schedule. Alistair Overeem is going to be in the main event, UFC on ESPN December the 7th, that Day of the Infamy, from the Capital One Arena in the city, Washington, D.C., of course, the city of Trump. Las Vegas, Nevada, Usman versus Covington, UFC 245. Of course, Cody Covington, December the 14th, T-Mobile Arena, Las Vegas, Nevada. And the final card of the year of the UFC will be December 21st, 2019, from the Sajik Arena in Busan, South Korea. Ah! I hate saying this because I just don't feel good about it. Brian Ortega, the darling, the most, the pretty boy. I mean, before he fought Max Holloway, he was better looking than Scott Cuddy. I'm telling you, man, this guy was a stud. He just was. He was articulate. I see him afterwards. He ain't the same guy. He's not the same guy. Look at films of Brian Ortega before the fight and with Max Holloway, which was a year ago, December. It's coming December. And then you look at his tapes afterwards about him dumping part of his team and things like that, changing trainers, that kind of good stuff. Man, that wasn't it. It was the guy you were facing. Not only was he a little bit better than you, he was killing you. I mean, that was a death match, and I think he lost a death match, and nobody comes back from death matches. I don't care. This is not professional wrestling. This isn't Ric Flair and Dusty Rhodes. This is the real deal, and I think that Korean Zombie is going to be favored, no doubt about that. When they hook it up, I'm talking about December the 21st, 2019, the Sajik Arena, Busan, South Korea, a 5-round main event at 145 pounds, Brian Ortega versus the Korean Zombie. Now, some odds. Let's talk about some odds on some upcoming fights real quick before I bring in Jim Valley in a couple of minutes here. Of course, we're talking about boxing odds, the upcoming fights. Wow. Let's talk about this. Straight up, Regis Progress is a minus 180 favorite over Josh Taylor. Josh Taylor coming in plus 147. Wow, how about the World Light Heavyweight Championship? Man, you're talking about Sergey Kovalev as a minus four favorite? A minus four favorite? And take that, yeah, minus, no, he's, Canelo's a minus four favorite, and Kovalev is like a plus three underdog. So what I'm trying to tell you, if you want to make some money, I guess as far as the long odds are concerned, you can bet on Kovalev. But like Oscar, Larry Merchant, I used to say when Oscar De La Hoya was fighting, doesn't matter the odds, it matters who wins. And the bottom line is, I think that, you know, these fights, how can I put it? The fight in the desert, that looks like an Andy Ruiz win. It just does. The psychological scar that was left on Anthony Joshua, the fact that he didn't have the intestinal fortitude to get off the ropes there, put his arms up on the ropes and said, I give up. I'm giving up like a little biatch. He did. I mean, come on, man. That was bad. That body language was so terrible. I mean, he should have been arrested for impersonating a prize fighter that day. I don't care if he dropped Ruiz or not. I don't care if he dropped him or not. He didn't have the intestinal fortitude. If you'd have dropped his draws, he'd have had testicles the size of a hamster. I'm talking about Anthony Joshua. And that's probably not from Flintstone Vitamins. That's probably from Natural. Anyway, bottom line is, you're tuned to the Mighty Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
This is real. He can push me now, but come when we get into the octagon, I'm going to smash this dude. He hates getting punched in the face. I'm going to punch him over and over and over.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want. Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government, and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But the secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
You're tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide, coming to you Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. Pacific Time, only on Sports Byline.
Come on, Ricky, I don't have all day.
Did she just drop my bag?
Nope.
You I'm just working out. Like $5,000
I'm
there.
Working out. This is as much workout as I need to wrestle a blind man.
That's funny.
Selena.
What is that white stuff?
Snow.
I've never seen snow before.
Okay.
Can I eat snow?
Well, yeah, but not the yellow. Doing? Hurry up!
The greatest heel in wrestling today, I'm talking about Selena De La Rente. Speaking of the greatest heel, we go from the greatest heel to one of the greatest radio guys going to talk about the world of kayfabe. Professional wrestling is his mark. I'm talking about Jim Valley. Jim, welcome to the show.
It's so great to be here, Pedro. Thank you so much.
Oh, I'm honored. Anyway, bottom line is kayfabe. I love it. I'm talking about professional wrestling, not the WWE. Can you understand that?
Look, there's a difference between sports entertainment, and good old-fashioned, down, dirty, gritty pro wrestling.
Yeah, that's exactly where I guess we're both on the same page. No doubt about that. Now, I'm real impressed with Major League Wrestling. I think his name is Cord Meyer, something like that. He's a promoter running that. I see their replays are on BN Sports, but I think I see the replays on YouTube, and I'm super impressed with that. And I think that chick we just heard from, Selena De La Rente, is probably the best female heel that's come along in, like, decades.
Yeah, you know, Cord Meyer has been around a long time. He's worked for the WWE, and he learned a lot at the knee of spent a lot of time in Texas, Gary Hart, who was a manager and booker with the Von Erichs and other places. And he really learned a lot from him. And, you know, Court tried, in the early 2000s, tried an MLW promotion, and then he turned to a podcast a few years ago, and that really caught fire, and now it's led to bring him back. And you can tell the difference between this MLW and the first one. You know, a lot more polished. It's really hard to compete right now. You've got so much wrestling. You know, WWE is now on Fox. You've got 3 hours of Raw. You've got Impact, Ring of Honor, New Japan, and the new AEW, which is hot right now. It's really hard to break through. It's really hard to differentiate yourself, especially on a budget like him. And I think he's done a really good job with that. He gives you a reason to spend your time to watch.
Well, you mentioned Gary Hart there, one of the legends, no doubt about that. And you're right, he comes from the Von Erich territory. He wrote a lot of the storylines for the Von Erichs and this and that. You know, speaking of Von Erichs, of all the Von Erich moments that I've heard about in the world of professional wrestling, I guess that moment with the South African Lord, I can't think of his name, Lord Alfred, when he was wrestling with Kerry Von Erich somewhere on an AWA show, and he put him in an ankle lock, and he took his boot off, and Kerry had no foot. His foot had been cut off.
Colonel DeBeers.
Colonel DeBeers, exactly. Wow.
Ed Laskowski, yes.
That was, that,
yeah,
I mean.
Kerry. Yeah, that's a very famous story. Kerry Von Erich was he had substance problems. And one day he went out on his motorcycle, I believe barefoot, and had a crash and injured his ankle severely. And then because where he worked, World Class, was in trouble, he needed to come back quickly. And apparently that led to more problems, and the foot had to be amputated. And he covered it up for years. There were always kind of rumors, but nobody really knew until, years later he was wrestling someone, and he went to go work the ankle, work the boot, and the boot came off. Shocking.
Back to Major League Wrestling. They've got Brian Pillman Jr., second generation wrestlers, Austin Aries, another second generation wrestler, Jacob Fatu, of course, their current title holder, MLW World Heavyweight title holder. They've got some great names on this card. Low Key. I mean, wow. L.A. Park, of course, the Mexican legend. They've got the Lucha Libres going on. I think he's really got a good mix there. And you say it's hard to compete, but see, that's professional wrestling. The sports entertainment stuff, I can't handle it. If you're going to tell me that you're going to force a guy to read what Vince McMahon wants to say each and every time he goes out there and does a promo, that's not what I grew up with.
That's the thing. I've been watching a long time. And ever since WCW went under 20 years ago or whatever it was, we have seen paraded out so many people who have tried to fill this void. And for some reason, people think the way to do it is to follow the exact WWE template. If I want to watch WWE, I'll watch WWE. And that's, Court Bauer is giving us something that makes sense. He's got his own storylines. He's got his own factions, his own trademarks. They're individual and they're cool. Mm-hmm. Contra is cool.
Yeah.
And he's done a really nice job as far as targeting things. You mentioned he's got some Latino wrestlers. I grew up, my stepfather was from Mexico, and he's the one we started watching wrestling together. And we'd go to wrestling, and there'd be a whole bunch of other friends we'd hang out with who were, originally from Mexico.
Okay, last.
So, there are a lot of different groups that watch, and it's important to appeal to as many people as you can. I mean, people think that we watch wrestling, we're all just a bunch of white trash in a trailer somewhere. And the fact is that we are trash from all different colors, creeds, and races.
What about the WWE numbers? The house shows are dropping. I mean, I keep seeing these shots of house shows, and it looks like they're empty crowds.
It's frustrating because there's just this pattern in WWE where it's like they'll bring out someone and it looks like they're going to do something cool, and then 3 weeks later they're doing nothing or they're gone. Friday Night SmackDown just moved to Fox. They're getting $1 billion. I don't know about you, but if someone wanted to pay me $1 billion, I'd probably work really hard. That would probably give me incentive. But Friday night's show that I watched, I literally thought I was watching a rerun. I'm not even being funny. It was every segment I had ever seen before, just with new people. It was like they copied off of someone's homework. Like they went to Wikipedia, found an old episode, and just changed the names. And it's only the third episode into this $1 billion deal, and it's like, this is what you're doing for your money? How do I get one of those gigs? And there's just fans know what they want, and they're not giving it to them. I understand sometimes part of a story is that you're supposed to get mad. That's drama. You're supposed to be upset because, Thanos snapped the world. Mm-hmm. That happened. That's part of a story, but there's never a story. Story has three parts, and very rarely in recent history in WWE, you get a beginning, a real middle, and a cohesive end. Sometimes you get them, but it's like you get there by accident.
Okay. Eric Bischoff, he lasted 1 week, 2 weeks. What happened with that?
I'm not there. I can only tell you what, I work at the WrestlingObserver.com, and Dave Meltzer is the guy, the
Godfather.
Journalist when it comes to pro wrestling. Yeah, he's the man. It just seems like it just wasn't a good fit that, in life, this is going to happen to all. Just like Grandpa Simpson says, what I used to be with ain't with it anymore. And that's going to happen to me. It won't happen to you, but everybody else. And I think it's just times have changed, and it just didn't work. You know, sometimes things are just not a good fit, and this just wasn't a good fit.
What about Cain Velasquez? I mean, I saw his Lucha Libre debut, and I was ultra, ultra impressed.
What? How could he do that? That looked like a video game. He's so big. How can he be that agile, that fast, and do all those things? It was so impressive. You know, he was a big Lucha fan as a kid. He still is. That's why he wants to wear the mask.
Mm-hmm.
And he signed with WWE. And he's going to be going for the title in Saudi Arabia on Halloween, I guess, afternoon here in this country. So, you know, we'll see what happens. But, I mean, as much as his Lucha stuff was great, WWE is not going to have him do that.
No.
It's going to be, you know, maybe he'll snap off something one time in a match, but he's not going to be jumping all over the ring in a WWE match. That's for sure.
Unfortunately, that means we won't see the best of Cain Velasquez. You are tuned to the Sports Byline. Of course, this is the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Jim Valley's my guest. He is the wrestling expert. Of course, the host of Wrestling Observer Radio. Him and the godfather, Dave Meltzer. Dave Meltzer started that show. Dave Meltzer and I go back like 30 years, man. Dave Meltzer is the godfather of kayfabe, no doubt about that. Open phone lines. You can join myself and Jim Valley. 1-800-878-7529. That's 1-800-878-7529. Or hit us up on the text line, the studio text line. Text us in the studio. The number, 415-275-1613. The text line, once again, 415-275-1613. You're tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors, so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Here comes the decision now. Let's listen.
Clarity in the world of professional boxing is spelled WBO. That's right, the World Boxing Organization is boxing's only transparent sanctioned body. You can follow the WBO on Facebook or check out their website, WBOboxing.com. That's WBOboxing.com. The World Boxing Organization. Check it, sports fans. You're listening to Ring Talk live worldwide in exclusive Sports Byline production. 40 minutes past the hour, we go back to my guest on the line. Of course, he's the all-star around here. When you hear his show, you know you're hearing the real deal. I'm talking about the Wrestling Observer, of course, wrestling show. Dave Meltzer, the Godfather, starting that out. But Jim Valley has a unique voice in the world of kayfabe, and I enjoy listening to him, no doubt about that. A lot of times he precedes me here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Center with his weekend edition of the Wrestling Observer radio show. Now, somebody just shot me a text. Johnny Ace from Vegas said, talk about kayfabe. What would it be like when Francis Ngannou retires from the UFC and becomes a professional wrestler? That would be he's an intimidating beast, isn't he?
Yeah, you know, it's fascinating. You know, the connection between pro wrestling, mixed martial arts, boxing, you know, there's been so much connection and, you know, people go, you know, CM Punk went from wrestling to UFC.
It didn't work.
Obviously,
out
you know, Cain Velasquez, Brock Lesnar, Dan Severn, Ken Shamrock. There's been so much interwoven that can happen at any time. It's always fun.
Okay, now I am an anti-WWE guy, and you have to talk about the WWE. That's part of your program. All Elite Wrestling and Major League Wrestling, these are the Ring of Honor. No, I was reading, I think I heard on Dave's show or your show, was that Ring of Honor can't draw 200 people to a show.
You know, it's sad. Ring of Honor started in the early 2000s. As a very much a match promotion, but you know, get to see great matches, 5-star matches. And then at the time, they would make money selling DVDs.
Mm-hmm.
And now here we are almost 20 years later. And to be honest, we're so spoiled as fans. It's sad to say, but a great match just doesn't cut it anymore. It's terrible. Doesn't sound awful. Don't we sound selfish?
Mm-hmm.
But it's just the way it is. And Ring of Honor has really kind of been flanked in the marketplace on a couple of different sides. A few years ago, WWE created NXT, kind of its AAA system, and they became more serious than the WWE mainstream product, more wrestling-based, and kind of flanked Ring of Honor on one side. And then you have New Japan filling, you know, high-quality matches in there as well. And now with AEW, fans have really felt a personal connection with AEW. And There is a fervor right now that they feel that this is a cause. You know, when Steve Austin years ago came to prominence, it was because people were frustrated with their boss, and everybody could relate to Steve Austin sticking it to his boss, Mr. McMahon. And now here we are, people are frustrated with the WWE, and it's like in this real life storyline, WWE has become the Mr. McMahon. And AEW is sticking it to them with a better product and a cause. And people are really, really responding. There's a passion for this like nothing else in wrestling.
Yeah, I agree. But, you know, look back to Ring of Honor. I think where they missed the boat was, you know, I mean, that Sinclair Broadcasting deal they had, I never got to watch them. They're supposedly on in San Francisco. I scoured that channel 24/7 for these matches, Ring of Honor matches. They were never there, although they were advertised for coming on in San Francisco. They never were. Bottom line is, that Sinclair TV deal did them no justice, man, because I think if people would have been able to watch them week in and week out, they'd have fallen in line with the storylines and the great matches and things like that, and they'd appreciate it a little bit more. But 200 people showing up for a live show, you know, when you were doing decent money 4 or 5 years ago, great money 10 years ago, that's not good.
Have you watched NWA Power?
I watched a little bit of it. Of course, now Eli Drake is part of that promotion, correct?
Yeah.
My favorite guy, another great heel.
So NWA Power, owned by William Corgan, is doing a studio show.
Mm-hmm.
And they have done something that you've got to be different right now. So it's an old-fashioned studio show like you'd see in Georgia or Memphis or wherever. It doesn't have a big screen. It doesn't have a ramp. There's no music. It's like no one uses some catchphrase and someone comes out to interrupt someone. It feels like improv theater. And that's what I like about it. You know, because of the music and the cues and everything, WWE feels very produced, and that's fine, and we've gotten used to it.
Mm-hmm.
But I watch this show, and I know it's all scripted, and it's just like the other show, but it feels like someone comes out and cuts an interview, and someone's watching it in the back, and they react, and suddenly they come out and confront someone. And it feels just more organic and less like someone's manipulating in the back. It feels like people are doing this on their own, and so far I really enjoy it.
It's more believable.
Yeah, in the world of wrestling, yes.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it is. I mean, some of these storylines have to be believable to an extent, and they've got to have, like you talked about having three parts, but some of the greatest storylines written in professional wrestling have been epic, and they've lasted for decades. Now, back to the AEW show, Wednesday nights, I believe, on TNT. They have a new generation of Von Erichs. You mentioned Kerry Von Erich a little bit earlier. Is his son wrestling now?
Kerry doesn't. Kerry had a daughter. You may remember,
yes,
Lacey,
right.
Von Erich.
Yeah.
She was in TNA.
Okay.
Ross and Marshall in MLW are Kevin's kids.
Okay.
And I had always heard that they were too small, and then I saw them a few years ago, and I don't think they're very small at all. And you know, they've done a really good job. Texas loves its wrestling, and
mm-hmm.
Texas still remembers the Von Erichs. And I think that they've done pretty well going through Texas with the Von Erichs, and I don't understand why someone didn't do this before.
Sportatorium, baby, that was a place to go. The two places in the United States, maybe the third place, the Kiel Auditorium, I think, in St. Louis. But I think of the San Francisco Cow Palace. I mean, that was a permanent. Dave Meltzer, I tell you, we had – Roy Shire was the greatest promoter of all time. And the reason why I say that was he put me through junior high school and high school as I used to scalp tickets to his events, and he would sell me 50 tickets in a block. No, he would sell me 50 tickets in a block during intermission. I disappeared during intermission with $150 in my hand, okay? And I would go into Roy Shire's office in the back, and he would peel me off 50 tickets, and I would scalp 50 tickets. Now, for the Battle Royal, I remember the Battle Royal one year I was selling, I think the tickets were like $3.50 or $4 a pop, and I was getting like $10 at the bus stop. I mean, it was just crazy, but Shire was my guy. I think Shire was a genius. Of course, Shire, a lot of his ideas now, the Royal Rumble and things like that were spinoffs of the 18-man Battle Royal, which he brought into conception back in the 60s here in the Cow Palace. But Dallas, the Sportatorium, and the Cow Palace were the two places I identify with professional wrestling. And, of course, the Sportatorium's gone. The Cow Palace might as well be gone because there's nothing happening out there. It's like they don't even have a ticket office, Jim.
Oh, my gosh. That's the greatest story of all time. So I have to ask you this. So I grew up watching Portland wrestling.
Yeah.
Playboy Buddy Rose
yeah.
wrestled for Roy Shire.
Yeah.
Things went bad. Were you there the night that he got on the mic to the crowd?
No, I wasn't. But it's folklore. I mean, everybody knows about that. Buddy just basically let it go.
Yeah. Oh man, I've got to find someone who was there that night someday. If anyone listening was ever there, please, I got to know what happened for real. Everyone kind of knows, but I got to hear from someone who was there. That yeah, that's a legendary story.
You know, the first time Andre the Giant. fought, performed in the Cow Palace was one of the Battle Royals. I think it was the early, about 1972, 73, I believe. So we're leaving the Cow Palace, and we used to jam the heels when they used to leave the Cow Palace, like throw eggs at them and tomatoes, the masked interns and Ken Ramey and those guys. So it was a Battle Royal night, so there wasn't a big heel night. So we're going home to South San Francisco, walking down Geneva Avenue, and we walk by this bar, and we notice there's a crowd inside the bar, so we look inside the bar, and there's Andre the Giant drinking pitchers of beer. I mean, pitchers. I'm not talking about glasses. They were pitchers. He had pitchers in front of him. He drank about three pitchers, and he took a couple pictures with people. I mean, back at this, I wish I had a camera, but I didn't have a camera, but here was Andre the Giant. I mean, there he was. It was incredible. It was unbelievable.
That is an amazing story. It's such a great visual to see him there. Of course he would drink pitchers of beer. He's the giant.
Yeah, but Andre was just more than a giant. I mean, he was an incredible, I mean, you know, back in those days, the Road Warriors were hot as well, and to an extent afterwards. But Andre, of course, was on fire. Nobody really beat Andre unless he did a job for you. But the Road Warriors, I remember the Road Warriors and the Sheik, to show you how believable wrestling was, the great Mephisto to an extent as well. But the Sheik could make, in the Cow Palace, the Sheik would come here, and he would scare people, and they would get up out of their seats and run. The Road Warriors would turn on you, and people would get up and run. I mean, now it would cause a big insurance liability and that kind of good stuff. But that was the believability days of kayfabe.
Yeah, and here's the thing: you can't really go back to that. But what you can do is make it believable and make it feel real. People want to believe in the moment. When I go to a movie, I know what's up, but you want to believe and. You can still do that, but it's like you've got to find that sense of reality. The problem with WWE in general is that you've got to quit forcing things. Quit putting, the square peg into the round hole. It takes me out of the picture. Mm-hmm. Try to make everything fit, and I can follow along, and I'm going to get into it naturally.
Okay. Let's talk about the TV schedule now for things outside of the WWE. The AEW is Wednesday nights on TNT, and you're telling me that people are falling in love with this, huh?
People have been, the Young Bucks, mm-hmm. a tag team, they have been able to create a bond with their fans. They were so big for a while, they had the number one T-shirt at Hot Topic. I mean, crossing over out of wrestling. They did that on their own without a big machine behind them. Kenny Omega has captured the imagination of friends. He's
he's
a different kind of guy. He marches to the beat of a different drummer, and it works for him. He puts on great matches, and people can relate. They get that it's a passion for him. They see that, people aren't telling him what to do, whether he fits that or not. So Seth Rollins in WWE, the top bad guy, or top good guy, should say. So he used to be kind of a sneaky, diabolical character, and now he's just so bland and boring and happy, and I think the guy playing the character is really trying, but he's not that good of an actor, and I think fans don't feel connection with him. Kenny Omega, Cody Rhodes, these guys in AEW, they feel real. They feel like they like you. They feel like they love wrestling. You guys like the same thing, and it's all a big love fest, and that's what people like. They feel an emotion with AEW.
Andy from Dallas has shot me a little text here. talk about Teddy Hart. Of course, Teddy Hart bored Edward Annis, one of the Hart second generation Hart Foundation, something like that. But he's the MLW middleweight champion. I think Teddy Hart goes out there and puts on like a 4.5-5-star match every time he goes out there. He's amazing.
Speaking of an unusual person, I don't even know that he has found the drummer that he marches to. Yeah, Teddy Hart has got all kinds of talent. I think the issues in the past with Teddy Hart have been discipline. Sometimes he does more than people in charge would like him to do. Sometimes he brings out his cats. He's unusual, extremely talented. He'd probably tell you the exact same thing. And now that he's older and things, aren't necessarily, a lot of his life seems to be in the rearview mirror, like happens to us all. He's found the focus, and it seems to be working for him really well. He's got all the talent. And now he seems to be able to have harnessed that talent. And definitely everything with Teddy Hart is on the same page.
Jim Valley, give us your radio schedule on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, and SiriusXM Satellite Radio, Channel 211. Give us the Jim Valley radio schedule, Wrestling Observer.
I am on Saturdays. I'm on 10 a.m. in Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time. Wrestling Observer Radio with Brian Alvarez, sometimes Dave Meltzer, Monday through Friday. At noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern. And then it is on today. Is it 3 p.m. Eastern? I believe it's 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern.
Correct.
Either 3 or 2 off the top of my head.
Correct. The great
but it's
Jim
on
Valley.
7 days a week, and it's live.
The great Jim Valley of Wrestling Observer Radio. We thank you so much for your time. You're a legend. Thank you, my brother. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
You're listening to the MMA Hour.
Yeah. Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
Now, more of Ring Talk with Pedro Fernandez.
That's a sobering thought.
Check it out, the upcoming week in the world of professional boxing, the 24th of October. Facebook Watch has got a card, 10 p.m. in the East, 7 o'clock in the West. Elwin Soto versus Edward Hino for the WBO 108-pound title. October 24th, UFC Fight Pass, 9 p.m. in the East, 6 o'clock out here in California. McQuan Williams versus Tresan Wiggins, a super lightweight bout. October 25th, UFC Fight Pass again, 10 p.m. in the East, 7 o'clock in the West. Kendall Castaneda versus Stan Martinuk at 140 pounds, October 25th. Telemundo, 11:35 Eastern and Pacific Time. Mauricio Pinto versus John Carlos Sosa, October 26th. The Zone, baby. The unbeaten Regis Progus. The real guy at 140, no doubt about that. Will he ascend to the World World Championship? We'll see, because this is a title eliminator against Josh Taylor. That's a WBSS title eliminator. Joseph Parker and Derek Chisora, a heavyweight battle on the same card. Wow, we're not done. October 26th, 10 p.m. Eastern Time on ESPN, 7 o'clock in the West. Shakur Stevenson, the undefeated lad, of course, he can fight. Is he dedicated? We'll find out. He's on Joette Gonzalez for the WBO World Boxing Organization featherweight title. Don't forget, you can always follow the WBO at WBOboxing.com. October 26th, wait, we're not done. Showtime going to go 9 in the West, 6 in the East. I take that back, 9 in the East, 6 in the West. Erickson Lubman versus Nathaniel Gallimore in a super welterweight battle. Of course, the second it goes down, the day of the dead, baby. Sergey Kovalev versus Canelo Alvarez, man, for the World Heavyweight Championship. You might as well say that, because Canelo's the World Heavyweight Champion at the pay-per-view. I mean, at the box office, no doubt about that. The UFC going to rock and roll, of course, October 26th from Singapore. The Kaling Singapore Arena. Bottom line is, we're doing this indoors. Damian Maia taking on Ben Askren. Askren's favorite here. Maia, I wish you could lick him. I wish you could, but probably not. Anyway, bottom line is, you can check that card out. The main event's good. The rest of the card, who knows. Bottom line is, you are tuned to Ring Talk Live Worldwide. 35, make that 36 years now of Ring Talk Live Worldwide radio presence. Of course, we are live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, the Dan Patrick Channel 211, iTunes. I keep going, but the bottom line is, you get the message. Ring Talk Live Worldwide, Saturday and Sundays, 11 a.m. Pacific Time. That's 2 p.m. Eastern Time, live on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.